Horse racing's Triple Crown once again goes unclaimed. Big Brown came in last in yesterday's Belmont Stakes. The winner, a major long shot named Atara. It doesn't appear Big Brown was injured, just that 3 races in 5 weeks is a grueling schedule for a racehorse, even Big Brown, who won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness Stakes. From New York, NPR's Mike Pesca has more.
Please, someone, put this sentence in the time capsule, because it seems like we constantly need reminding. It is really, really hard to win the Triple Crown. Ever since 1978, when Affirmed was the last Triple Crown winner, 10 horses have come to the Belmont racetrack to make history, and all have lost. But racing fans always seem to forget they make the Derby and Preakness winner the favorite and say things like,
"We're on a 30-year cycle, and I think Big Brown's going to do it."
That was Dan Heffernan. He and almost 100,000 others at the track were in near agreement. Even a minor injury suffered by Big Brown was uniformly dismissed by fans like Tenley Martin.
Just looking at the way that he's developed over the past couple weeks, he's gotten stronger. I mean, despite the hoof problems, he's got, like, he just looks fantastic. And, I mean, at the end of the Preakness, he had no rivals. They were pulling him up before the race was even over.
There were plenty of reasons to bet Big Brown. There was the assuredness of his trainer, Rick Dutroux, and the fact that Big Brown's closest rival dropped out the day of the race, and what was regarded as weak competition, and the sense of inevitability, and... As Tom Durkin of ABC's Call indicated, Big Brown was stalking the early speed. In the crowd, Henry Robbins provided commentary.
Turn on the gas! Step on it!
Into the final turn, Robbins and everyone else assumed Big Brown had his competitors lined up. And then...
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! He's not gonna do it! He's not gonna do it!
The confidence of the crowd was tossed to the ground, along with thousands of $2 souvenir win tickets. Big Brown's jockey, Kent DeSormo, said exhaustion, not injury, was to blame.
When I got outside, going into the first turn, I said, "That's it, the race is over, I got it." And unfortunately, there's no pop tires, he's just out of gas.
After the race, Big Brown's trainer, Rick Dutroux, was taciturn, a contrast to the confidence that had poured from him for weeks. Winning trainer Nick Zito offered this assessment of Dutroux's brashness.
That's his style. He doesn't mean anything by it, but this game will humble kings, and before honor is humility.
Before honor is humility. That's from the book of Proverbs. A few chapters away, Ecclesiastes tells us the race does not always go to the swift. All good advice for inclusion in the time capsule. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to NPR News.